the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show, game two of the 2025 season. Freddies and Mudcats rolling along here in Zebulon. Eric Bach joined by Austin Amaral. Four up and four down with three punch outs for him last night in his 2025 debut. And Austin, I'm just going to start with asking you what was working last night.
You know, really, the fastball up was working really good. I know I'm just more or less pitching to my strengths, a high rising heater that normally plays with my strengths. Threw a couple changeups, more or less, to just set it up for the fastball. I think I threw one slider, dirt one, but Bazell back there, he blocked it like a champ. I mean, I couldn't ask for any more from him from that situation. He did fantastic back there. But yeah, literally just pitching with that fastball, and Baz just calling it back there. He understood what I was doing up there. He fully committed to it.
For a relief pitcher to come into a bases loaded situation, that's as high as the pressure gets. Is that something that kind of gets the blood pumping?
Yeah, I in the bullpen it was a little hectic because I knew there was runners on. I didn't realize it was actually runners were on first, second, and third until I got out there. I was like, okay, let's lock down. Let's just get out right here. Like Tolman pitched his ass off, and I wanted to really just secure. I didn't want to let any of his runs in, so I told the coach, I'm like, hey, I'm going to get out right here, and that's it.
You've done some starting and relieving in both your collegiate and professional careers. Do you have a preference?
Starting is great because you're at least on a routine. You know, like, what you got to do to prepare. Relieving, I mean, it's fun. Like, you get to come in those positions with bases loaded. You get the energy flowing. I mean, whatever the team needs, I'm there for. As long as I'm up on that mound, getting to throw, going out there each day, I mean, that's all you can ask for.
You have a pretty unique motion where you reach the baseball super far back. How long have you been doing that, and when did it start? How has it evolved throughout your career?
Yeah, so going into my freshman year of college, it kind of just, out of nowhere, just the stab just became the stab. Going back into like high school days, I mean, I used to catch back then. It was always that super quick arm action, and that's how I used to pitch, at least in the high school level. Going into college, it kind of just something like that COVID, during that COVID time, no baseball, no throwing. And then as soon as I came back, I mean, it appeared out of nowhere. A lot of the teammates are like, the heck is this? I'm like, I don't know. Like, that's just how I throw now. But yeah, it's been very interesting. It seems to be working. So coaches love it. I mean, it seems to be working. I've never tried to go back to that more shorter arm path, which I know a lot of guys like. I think it's unique. It kind of plays. So I'm liking it.
So the Nationals saw it and said, just keep on keeping on.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they love it. Sam, he thinks it's funky, but he likes a little funk. So I'm loving it.
And for you, as a former catcher, like you said, in high school, that probably gives you even a little bit of a different perspective from when you're on the mound, kind of understanding what it's like from both sides of the battery.
Yeah, I got to catch some pretty cool guys. Logan Allen, I got to catch Cam Robinson. I know they've made their MLB appearances. So just having that time back there, and I never got to that level, at least catching, where it's like super sophisticated. Like now these days, it was kind of like basic. You get the knee pads, you're wearing those back there, enjoying your life back there. But I mean, once I went to travel ball, they're like, you're not a very good hitter, so let's see what you could do up on the mound. I'm like, all right, I'm all for it. And then ever since then, it's just been pitching my whole life, and I love it. I love it.
Health is a given. What are some goals that you have for yourself in 2025?
A lot of goals is at least making impact about people around me. I thoroughly believe, especially in minor league baseball, I feel like we can each get in our own heads sometimes. So just being a shoulder to rest on, or just being a helping hand around the team. Obviously, like, performance goals, you want to perform the best you can. You want to climb those ranks. You want to go to high A, double A, and eventually make your debut. But I feel like there's a good balance between both, of being a really good teammate and also having understanding, like, you have to better yourself too.
What's your take on the makeup of this clubhouse on opening day with the guys that are here?
I'm really loving it. We have a lot of new coaching staff. They've been amazing so far. We got good camaraderie in the clubhouse. The guys are trapping it up. We got music blaring in there 24/7, so that always keeps the energy up. But overall, it's looking like we're going to have a really good year for the Fred Nats.
Austin Amaral on Fred Nats On Deck. We've got a 6:30 first pitch tonight at 5 County. Thanks, my friend.
Thank you for having me.